peace. Bless Israeli Arabs with your overwhelming love. Reveal Jesus as Savior to multitudes of Israeli Muslims through dreams, visions, and anointed preaching of the gospel. Protect, prosper, mature, and embolden the Israeli Arab Christians who genuinely follow you. Use them to provoke not just fellow Arabs, but also Jews to godly envy for relationship with you. Prosper and reward Israeli Arabs who are loyal citizens. Protect all who are fighting faithfully in the Israeli Defense Forces. Convict and bring to repentance Israeli Arabs who seek the Jewish state's destruction. Mercifully expose and overturn terror cells and lone wolf attacks before they occur. In the Israeli body of believers, please, Lord, release forgiveness and loving reconciliation between Messianic Jews and Arab Christians. Where genuine injustice against Arabic-speaking minorities exists, Lord, give wisdom and strategy to the Israeli authorities for peaceable and righteous correction and restitution. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
God rescued the Israelites from the enemies in our Old Testament days. He rescued them by bringing them together in 1947 back to their land. And although the odds were against God's people, he saved them, and he will save them again. For God has a purpose for Israel, and we all know what that is. End times may be coming soon, but our God is a mighty God who will save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, I pray that you would lead us through the times that are coming ahead. I pray that you would bring peace in our world, in our nations. I especially lift up Israel because these are your people, Lord. I ask that you comfort them, that this battle would be short. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. And I look forward to your coming. God, I pray that there would be many that would come with me. In the holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, asking for peace in Jerusalem. We pray for those souls. We pray for those that are amiss in this war. We pray for the lives of those women and the children and the men, souls, that they might be saved, that they might develop a relationship with you, that they might cry out for you and know who you are, acknowledge you, O God. We ask that you hear our cries today over this nation, Israel, O, that you forgive them, that you have mercy and compassion. And we are asking for that today, that you give them a desire, O God, to seek after you in the name of Jesus, to be saved and to turn from their wicked ways. These blessings we ask in the holy, mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father in heaven, hallowed is your name. I ask that you see that Ari's cousin be returned safely to Jerusalem and for a solution to peace be forged quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
I come before the throne of grace in the name of Yeshua, and I lift up all the Jewish people and all those who are enduring hardship in Israel and throughout our own nation, the United States of America. And I pray that the peace of Jerusalem will come quickly. And I ask the Lord to come and to comfort those who need comfort, to heal those who need to be healed, and to give the government in both our countries the wisdom they need to do to accomplish God's purposes on earth as it is in heaven. It is in the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God, I ask this. Amen.
Father God, you called Israel my glory. You'll not give your glory to another, and Israel is the apple of your eye. Woe to them that try to wipe him out. Be their vanguard, O Father God, their rear guard, and guard their flanks. Guide them through this storm, Lord. May one be as a power of ten. May you be their rock of defense. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, our Heavenly Father, I come to you and I praise you for being our great God and Father. I just pray that you would protect everyone in Israel I pray for all those who are taken hostages, that you would protect them, comfort them, and I pray that they may all be released unharmed. I pray for our U.S. leaders who are monitoring this war. Give them great wisdom and courage to do the right thing. And I pray that you would protect our own country and the world from more attacks by jihadists. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, because you love Jerusalem, we love it also. So we pray, Lord, for Jerusalem to receive the shalom and peace of God. I pray that no leader of our nation will make any decision that will harm Jerusalem in any way. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you reveal your perfect will to all of the leaders in Israel. We pray, Lord, for the military. We pray that you give them wisdom above the enemy. We pray that lives will be saved and people will be returned to their families. So, Father, I just thank you right now that all the world will come together and agree that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We just come before you today, Lord, on behalf of Israel. I pray for the salvation of the souls of those in Israel. We pray for your holy city. We pray for your people here today, Lord. We pray forgiveness for their sins as well as ours. In the United States of America, we have rebelled against you, and so has Israel. We pray that you would open their eyes to see that you are the Messiah they've been waiting for. They have depended on the Iron Dome for their defense. And we pray that they look to you now, Lord. Open their eyes. Let them see your holy angels that you're sending. We hear in Scripture of how you sent Gabriel to give insight and wisdom, and Michael, who you put in charge over your people, Israel. We pray for real clear insight for Netanyahu on what to do as far as Gaza and Palestine. And we just submit them into your hands. We pray for your peace and salvation for Israel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I bring Israel before you. I lay him at the foot of your cross. Father God, and I ask you for protection and strength and direction. Father God, give them wisdom. Give them your peace over everything because you are in control. And we know that you sent Jesus for us to save us. And we just give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord Jesus, we just ask that you take control over the situation in Israel. We know that whoever touches Israel touches the apple of your eye. So, Lord, intervene for them and protect the hostages and their release. Lord, we ask that you continue to guard everybody's footsteps here. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for directing our paths. Amen.
Heavenly Father, you are a mighty God, and your hand is not short, and you do not wane. You tell us to stand with Israel, and I stand as I pray. Father, we ask you that you take the hand and arm of the perpetrator, and you change their mind, and that they receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and they turn and they become the rescuer. We will give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We love you, Jesus, and we love you, Father. Amen.
Prince of Peace, bless Israeli Arabs with your overwhelming love. Reveal Jesus as Savior to multitudes of Israeli Muslims through dreams, visions, and anointed preaching of the gospel. Protect, prosper, mature, and embolden the Israeli Arab Christians who genuinely follow you. Use them to provoke not just fellow Arabs, but also Jews to godly envy for relationship with you. Prosper and reward Israeli Arabs who are loyal citizens. Protect all who are fighting faithfully in the Israeli Defense Forces. Convict and bring to repentance Israeli Arabs who seek the Jewish state's destruction. Mercifully expose and overturn terror cells and lone wolf attacks before they occur. In the Israeli body of believers, please, Lord, release forgiveness and loving reconciliation between Messianic Jews and Arab Christians. Where genuine injustice against Arabic-speaking minorities exists, Lord, give wisdom and strategy to the Israeli authorities for peaceable and righteous correction and restitution. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
God rescued the Israelites from the enemies in our Old Testament days. He rescued them by bringing them together in 1947 back to their land. And although the odds were against God's people, he saved them, and he will save them again. For God has a purpose for Israel, and we all know what that is. End times may be coming soon, but our God is a mighty God who will save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, I pray that you would lead us through the times that are coming ahead. I pray that you would bring peace in our world, in our nations. I especially lift up Israel because these are your people, Lord. I ask that you comfort them, that this battle would be short. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. And I look forward to your coming. God, I pray that there would be many that would come with me. In the holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, asking for peace in Jerusalem. We pray for those souls. We pray for those that are amiss in this war. We pray for the lives of those women and the children and the men, souls, that they might be saved, that they might develop a relationship with you, that they might cry out for you and know who you are. Acknowledge you, O God. We ask that you hear our cries today over this nation, Israel, O, that you forgive them, that you have mercy and compassion. And we are asking for that today, that you give them a desire, O God, to seek after you in the name of Jesus, to be saved and to turn from their wicked ways. These blessings we ask in the holy, mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father in heaven, hallowed is your name. I ask that you see that Ari's cousin be returned safely to Jerusalem and for a solution to peace be forged quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
I come before the throne of grace in the name of Yeshua, and I lift up all the Jewish people and all those who are enduring hardship in Israel and throughout our own nation, the United States of America. And I pray that the peace of Jerusalem will come quickly. And I ask the Lord to come and to comfort those who need comfort, to heal those who need to be healed, and to give the government in both our countries the wisdom they need to do to accomplish God's purposes on earth as it is in heaven. It is in the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God, I ask this. Amen.